As expected, Australia is performing strongly after the first 4 days of competition at the Commonwealth Games. Dominating performances, particularly in the pool and at the velodrome, where world records have tumbled, have underpinned the host nation's surge to the top of the medal tally. On Sunday night, Australia won no less than 5 gold medals in the pool, which is a new Games record. There were also 3 more golds in track cycling. After day 4 of action, Australia has 31 gold medals and 83 medals in total. England is second with 19 golds, followed by Canada, which has won 7. But it's not all about medals, as the English men's and women's basketball teams have proven. After the men's team beat Cameroon in Townsville, the women's team joined them in celebrations on court at the end. Jamel Anderson dropped down to one knee and asked girlfriend England's Georgia Jones to marry him, and they duly got engaged. There was a thrilling AFL battle in Perth last night as the West Coast Eagles downed the Geelong Cats in the dying stages of the match. In a game that had everything, the Eagles led by 32 points at half-time, only to trail by as many as 14 midway through the final term. But willed on by a 54,000 crowd, Jack Darling scored 2 goals down the stretch in an unanswered 6-goal burst that killed the Cats' resistance. Here's how Fox Sports described the excitement at Perth's brand-new stadium as the Eagles posted a 15-point win.
Nat Nui reaches for the share and Lacroix. Of course it's Lacroix! And are they home for their first win at Optus Stadium?
Defending premiers Richmond also scored a good win against title rivals Hawthorn. After a loss to the Adelaide Crows last round, the Tigers roared back to form to score a 13-point win against the previously unbeaten Hawks. Richmond's Trent Cotchin told Fox Sports he enjoyed the win.
The Hawks, you know, they kept fighting, obviously off a 6-day break. It's always tough to come out, but credit to our boys. I thought we played a better brand of footy today than we did last week, and still plenty to work on.
In the NRL this weekend, there were wins for the West Tigers, Warriors and Knights on Saturday, while the Parramatta Eels lost a 5th straight match to the Penrith Panthers. With the Gold Coast in the midst of hosting the Commonwealth Games, the Titans' match with Manly was moved to Gladstone. It proved a good move, with Gold Coast scoring a 5-try-to-3 victory. Jai Arrow scored 2 of those tries in the 32-20 win, and he told Fox Sports it was a special day for the team and his teammate Kevin Proctor in particular.
Obviously very excited, you know, on Kevy's 200th, and you know, it's a pretty special occasion for him, and we were just lucky enough we got the job done there. And you know, it was a bit sloppy there in the second half, but as I said, we were lucky enough to get the job done, and 2 points is 2 points.
The Matildas got Australia's Asian Cup campaign off to a solid if unspectacular start in Jordan against South Korea in their first match of the tournament. They pushed hard for a winner, with striker Sam Kerr having 4 efforts at goal, managing 1 shot on target. But Australia had to settle for a 0-0 draw. Australia next takes on Vietnam in the early hours of Wednesday morning. In European football, Manchester City had the chance to clinch the English Premier League title. But despite leading local rivals Manchester United 2-0 at half-time, the visitors fought back thanks to 2 goals by Paul Pogba and a Chris Smalling strike. After the match, Smalling admitted at half-time, United's dressing room was a tough place to be.
Coming in at half-time, I think there was a lot of us feeling sorry for ourselves, and we needed to make sure that we played with pride in that second half, and we certainly deserved it with that second half performance.
The defeat means City will have to wait until it plays Tottenham at Wembley next weekend to wrap up the title. In local A-League football this weekend, there was a dramatic finish to Sunday's Melbourne victory game against the Wellington Phoenix. The home side was trailing the New Zealand outfit until 2 late goals by substitutes Leroy George and Kenny Athieu won it for Melbourne. In the late game, leader Sydney FC cruised to a 3-0 win against Adelaide United. On Saturday night, the Western Sydney Wanderers pulled off a crucial 3-0 win against the Brisbane Roar to put themselves in control of their own finals destiny, with 1 more round of the regular season remaining. If Wanderers beat Adelaide next Sunday, it'll guarantee a place in the finals. Spanish coach Josip Gombau was pleased with the result, but says the job isn't done yet.
We need to be confident because it's in our hands. We play at home, and if we win, we go ahead. But also knowing that the difficulty, knowing that the Adelaide is a very good side, and they will come here to try to win us.
And in Super Rugby this weekend, the Waratahs won well in Tokyo, beating the Sunwolves 50 points to 29. The ACT Brumbies beat the Queensland Reds, while the Wellington Hurricanes beat South Africa Sharks 38 to 37 in a thriller.